Good morning, I'm Jamie Cottle. St. Mary's Community Players presenting Over the River and Through the Woods. It opens April 24th through to May 10th, of course, at the St. Mary's Town Hall. And joining us in studio is the featured actor in the show, Kevin Vogt is here. Kevin, good to see you.
Hi, good morning.
Kevin, we have got a big show, Over the River and Through the Woods. I was featured in the show many, many, many years back with St. Mary's Community Players. This is such a fun show. It's a lovely comedy. For those maybe not familiar with the show, Over the River and Through the Woods, what's this show all about?
Well, it's funny and heartwarming, which we're playing up that tone and that theme particularly. Play about this guy, who I play, and he still has all four of his grandparents. His parents and his sister have moved away, and every Sunday for 29 years, he braves the heat of his grandparents' house to go and have Sunday dinner, which okay. In an Italian immigrant first and second immigrant family, you can imagine that food is pretty good.
Oh, fantastic. And it's such a heartwarming family comedy, if you will, and it really focuses on family, on generations, that sort of thing.
It does, yeah. The particular lead character, he has managed to do pretty well in his career, and he's considering moving away from the city. And so, of course, he's feeling all these pulls from different directions, his career and his own personal motivation. And four grandparents who, let's just say, you know, they're not as innocent as they look, and they really don't want him to go.
So, again, it's taking to the stage with St. Mary's Town Hall. You've got a dress rehearsal tonight. Preview is on Thursday, and then it's April 24th through to May 10th. So it's three weekends coming up. Is that right?
That's correct. Yeah, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, evening. On the Friday and matinees on the weekends.
All right. Now, how have you been enjoying the show in terms of the whole rehearsal process? And maybe a shout out for some of the other featured actors in the show. I know Bob Shannon's part of this show.
Indeed, yeah. Bob is playing against or with Karen Ballard. They're the maternal grandparents, and they're sort of very homey, very set in their ways. And then we also have Maria and Gord Hardcastle, who are actually a real life couple playing a couple, and they're the paternal grandparents, and they're the ones who you always see on the tour bus with their cameras out and going to Italy to do pilgrimages and all that kind of thing. And then I don't think it's a surprise, but we also have Marsha Irvin, who I've played with before. We've both played with before, actually. And she's introduced as a little bit of a complication to the whole situation. The rehearsals have been great fun. They've been intense. There's a lot of lines. There's a lot of fast dialogue. There's a little bit of singing and dancing, but not too much, thankfully. it's been a joy. And, we've been in tears, crying and laughing all the way through, I gotta say, and I hope that that translates to the audience.
Oh, I know it will. This is a show not to be missed. St. Mary's Community Players, Over the River and Through the Woods. And what's it been like working with the director, Phyllis Leighton?
Yeah, she's been awesome. Very experienced lady, and she's been there just giving us the right amount of guidance and freedom to try stuff out, but you know, keeping a tight ship, sure. And along with the producers, they've really set the tone of the production. A beautiful full set with lots of little details that we giggle at because they're all little references to the cast and the story points, which the audience won't even get, and a great technical crew who are just doing a fabulous job. They're going to make this
so good. And St. Mary's Town Hall is a great location. And as we've talked about before, where you kind of touched on it there, the way the set kind of builds around you and the finished product with these St. Mary's shows is always great.
Oh, it is. And we're lucky enough to rehearse in the space as well. So we started at a table read, and slowly the walls appear and pieces of furniture appear and little details, and you really get to know this house intimately.
Yeah.
Whereas sometimes, you know, you go to a place for the first time and you have to adjust things, but we've been rehearsing in this space. It's a beautiful building in the middle of the town, and it's worth turning up early just to have a little look around the building, to be honest.
Right.
There are the council offices, there's the council rooms there, the chambers and everything.
Sure, and then it's upstairs with the town hall with all the performances, yeah. For sure.
There's an elevator if you're worried about that kind of thing, but it's a beautiful place. It has a balcony and floor seating as well, so you're guaranteed a good view because it's a lovely wide sort of wraparound stage.
It is not to be missed. St. Mary's Community Players, Over the River and Through the Woods, April 24th through to May 10th at St. Mary's Town Hall. Again, you can get tickets online at stmarys.communityplayers.ca, but don't wait till the last minute to get your tickets because you know the show is going to sell out.
Exactly.
All right. So again, you can get all the information on our socials and with mystratfordnow.com. Kevin Fode and the cast and crew with Over the River and Through the Woods. Thank you so much for this, Kevin. We wish you continued success with this and break a leg, as they say. Have a great run.
Tango Familia.